Prince, David Bowie, Leonard Cohen, we've lost some musical giants this year. And sadly, the jazz world has too. Several legendary musicians passed away in 2016, like the harmonica player featured on this famous tune. That is, of course, the Sesame Street theme song with Toots Thielemans on harmonica. Now, to remember him and other jazz greats, we turn to our friend, composer, and host of NPR's Jazz Night in America, Christian McBride. Christian, welcome back to the program.
How you doing, Audie?
Pretty good. You know, listening to this song, I realize for a generation of people, this might be their introduction to the harmonica, certainly a jazz harmonica.
That's correct. Toots Thielemans was one of the greatest musicians of all time. He transcended his instrument, and almost everything he played on, he became the central figure of that piece.
Right. He was a big crossover artist. We have a song here that I'm sure many people will recognize in a partnership he did with Billy Joel. The harmonica is practically the star of that song, though.
Yeah, I'm telling
you.
Sorry,
Billy Joel.
Just to have something to say, I know the moment isn't right.
I understand that his breakout hit was in 1961, Bluesette, right?
Yes, that song became a jazz standard.
And he was not playing the harmonica. What's going on here?
Well, you know, Toots was one of these crazy talented people. Not only was he a great harmonica player, but he was also a great guitarist, and he was also a great whistler, and he was very good at accompanying himself on the guitar while he whistled.
Aww.
Such a sweet sound,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's quite sweet. So he has such a gift for melody.
Yes. He was pretty much known across the board to every pop star, to every jazz star, obviously. And he rightfully was the star he became.
The next person I wanted to talk about was a bassist and someone you knew personally, Victor Bailey. Now, he died just a few weeks ago, right? In November, he was just 56 years old.
Correct. I was very, very sad to learn of my friend's death. And he was such a dynamic and fiery musician, one of the most respected musicians I can think of. When he joined Weather Report in 1982, he was coming in on the heels of Jaco Pastorius. He was already a legend. He was a living legend. And to replace someone like that in a group as popular as Weather Report, not only did he fill those big shoes, but he carved those shoes out to fit his own feet.
Right. That's a 1980s jazz ensemble. And for a generation of people, this, again, was a moment where they were kind of introduced to jazz, in this case, jazz fusion. I want to play a song of theirs called Molasses Run. How does a bassist fit into a sound like we heard from the Weather Report? Because I think it's really saying something that Bailey's reputation grew the way it did.
Yes. Well, certainly you have to have the utmost confidence in your own playing. You can't go in there thinking, oh man, you know, I hope I do a good job. Victor jumped in with both feet and said, hey, I'm here, this is my gig now, and you are going to love me.
And I understand that he became a solo artist and at one point actually collaborated with pop stars, right? Like Sting, even most recently Lady Gaga.
And I remember when he got the gig with Madonna. That was big news in the jazz world. Everybody thinking, hey man, did you hear Victor and Omar are going with Madonna? And most of us went, what? And so he did a great job on that gig for many, many years. And I've also really appreciated Victor's artistry, because when he became a solo artist, it was during a time in the late 80s where you were either a sort of a Wynton Marsalis protege, the resurgence of straight ahead acoustic jazz, or smooth jazz was booming. So that fusion sound that was sort of fading away in terms of popular recognition. So Victor was able to plant his flag in that middle ground when not a lot of people were able to do that at that time.
Well, Christian, finally, you've brought us some music from Bobby Hutcherson, the vibraphonist. And help me remember vibraphone, what this means.
Well, when most people see it, they tend to say xylophone. Or bells, you know. So the vibraphone or the vibraharp is a much different instrument, but it's from that same percussion family. And Bobby Hutcherson, of course, was an innovator, very much like Toots, a singular voice in the history of jazz.
And I know that you knew Bobby well personally, and I wanted to play one song that is known for being quite personal for him. Actually, one of his most famous, it's called Little Bee's Poem, which he wrote for his son Barry, right?
That's correct. I believe that's Bobby's most well-known song. It's funny that we would listen to this song along with the music of Toots, because when we were talking about Toots, you mentioned how he always was committed to melody, and so was Bobby. And I find it interesting that this great man who played the harmonica and this great man who played the vibes, two very unusual instruments, they were able to transcend their instrument because they were dedicated to melodies and beautiful chords and telling a story. And when you can do that, doesn't matter what instrument you play. And Toots and Bobby very much had the same sort of joyful, exuberant personality that came across in their music without question.
Well, Christian McBride, thank you so much for remembering these people with us. I appreciate it.
I always love speaking with you, Audie.
Christian McBride is the host of NPR's Jazz Night in America.